Die Coach ging nun zum Macher, den Kind im Morgen die Trennung. Now, before I started to mention it, the Bach and Simon Membeis. So, Moshe Nikwa Trevo Nikwi Kitenege da Kovin, da Kovin Sekniche, Nikwa Viadu Hasero Trevo. Now, the Gemara does that, so he says, Kolze Kosapo, Horosh Rish Devio Treves, Uv Maril, Bidin Vemu Trevo Kosapo Hoki, Ben Bechosa Ben Bishtan, Uv Sifra Agude, Kosa, Trio, Arshin, Ravio, Davke Nika Vamorotre, Nikva Amorotre, Avonitro, Ksheir of Muitro. So, in other words, it's not touching in the portions. We kubu to everybody. In other words, we pass like that, and most Rishonim say that. They just, that Moroshe Nikvo is Trevo, that's a Gemara in Breshes. But the Gemara doesn't say anything about Niklo Hamor. Now, we find one name there that Nikab, that Nitlo had, Nitab Neva is Kshiro, true, the spring. So Nitlo had true, Nitlo had true, so it's a Mishnah for Resh is Kshiro. But Nikab had true, as the Gemara points out, in the thick edge. So it is Kshiro. So we do find a Neva that Nitab is Kshiro and Nikab is Trevo. Bisumche, I mean in the thick edge, not in the thin edge. So the Agresor Shres, the Agravio says, the Ragude mentions the name of the Ravio, that the same thing is true of Moro. The Moro says, Niklamor is Trevo, Niklamor, but Niklamor is not Trevo. If the gallbladder is cut out, so it's Kshem. But most Kshem Achim, that they hold that the Trul is an exception. Through the exception. Now, so now here on this simon. Now, so mainly according to the Agude and the Rabio, that Nidla Amor is Kshero, some mele. Two more is certainly Kshero, because Kol Yeser I cannot adomin. It's based upon the aloha of Kol Yeser cannot adomin. So only if we say that Nitla more is Trevo, so the mele, two gold letters is also Trevo. But according to Abud and Ravio, that Nitla more is Kshero, so an additional gold letter is certainly Kshero. Now, this thing, at first I started to mention it, but then I decided to wait till I finish it. Or Yesh Lahakshi, less than Sibzai, Yesh Lahakshi, the Dinas Yisrael, Kosa Babach, that's the the Sifiut, in the Shach. Cosa la Bach, in Goshen Arashba Mashma, the Avri Neymar Sisroi Yesh Vesel Chatri. I mean, so, not as the Mechaba says. Ufi Ani is Gaiti, the Gama Mechaba Rebbe came to the Rashba. So in the Chaname, according to the Rashba, even the Neymar Sisroi, we have to ask. We have to ask. But, because there is a shite that the criterion is only whether the same hepatic vein can flow bile into both so-called gallbladders in the natural position. But if in the natural position, without raising it, so this the same tube will not flow bile in both gallbladders, so then it's considered as two separate gallbladders. So it's very... It's like, but there are some machine who say as long as it as the same hepatic vein can be made to flow by into both gallbladders, so it's a raya that it's one gallbladder. It's one gallbladder. So melee, even though the Rashba agrees with the shita that the criterion is only whether the same hepatic vein will flow bile to both gallbladders when the gallbladders are in the natural position. But the mechaber is made. Ufi anizdaitik am mechaberim kim divar Rashba. And we keep the haber poskim achshir ligamre b'shtei noris. Why? Because there's the shita of the Rav Yo that even nitlo ha-hamoro is kshero. Because you have at least this vexer here. So the chin cause of Marshal Perik of Trepes, Sifu Trepes. Alright. Now, Simon and Gimu already went over once in the tour, and we have to go over it again. Nitalak, full caution. That's a Mishnah of Reshes. Uvinikab. Now. Mishnah says that Mundalet or Mudalet Nitalat Chul Kosh. Then there is a Gemara Dachnun Hey, we went over, I think, more than once this Gemara. Omar Rabba Dachnun Hey, Omudalet, Omar Rabba Viram Shmudrobe, Luishon or Lenital, Avul Nikaf Trev, Mosif Rav Yesi Barobi. So this Eiver is also Bachile because it's Eiver Menachai. Ho Behime Gufe, but the rest of the Behime is also. Ho Behime Gufe Shai. But the question is, according to Rav Avire, that Nikav is straight for only Nital. So the Gemara assumed only Nital, the whole Tchul was Nital, the whole Eiver was cut out. But suppose you just cut out part of the tchul of the spleen, not the whole, then it's like nikab, because when you cut off a part of the iver, so then you make a big nekev. If a little tiny nekev is matri, so a big nekev should certainly be matri. But the Mishnah says nitala tchul is kosher, that's only if the whole iver was removed. But if part of the iver was cut off, part of the truth, so it shouldn't be better than nikab, according to Rav Avire. And here it's mashma that the behemoth gufo is ishari when you cut off part of the truth. So you might the terror, it's one motion. Who had been after being an amaso? I will turn away shame with the bachil, and I'm a safe as bachil. So according to that lotion, the Gemara is saying that according to Rav Avire, תתרוישו ניטאו, אבל ניקף טריפו, סנאטו, ניקף איסטריפו, איבי נחתך קצץ, איזולצו טריפו. ואיבויסא אם ניקף לחוט, ונחתך לחוט. דתרב אבוירון, איסז, ניקף איסטריפו, בוט נחתך קצץ, איקשר. נחתך כולו, סודצי מי שנפרש, איקשר. סודעתו משנס. דן, דמסורת השעס, דמרג'ן סז, ודבסיוסף, Now Simon says that in his Gemara, in his text, the Iboi Seimen didn't even appear. So in other words, there is a Girse, there are many texts in the Gemara that doesn't even have the Iboi Seimen. So according to some texts, there are two Rishenes, and two Rishenes, as to whether Nechtach Ktsas Mehatchu is Ksheiro or not, according to Rav Avire, and according to some Gersoids, so there is only one Loshon. And that means that according to Rav Avire, that Nikaf is Treifo, so Nechtach Ktsas is also Treifo. That's one thing. Then we have a Gemara Daf Nun Hei Yom Beis. Omar Rav Nechunya, the second line, Nun Hei Yom Beis. Omar Rav Nechunya, Shaltino Likule Trufoi, all the Poskim. In Treifes, the Marovi, in Eretz Yisrael, the Amrili, Hilchese, Kirochish Bar Pope, Kirochish Bar Pope, so that is not negated to us. The Hilles Hilchese Kirav Avir. Viles Hilchese Kirav Avir. In other words, the Aloche is not. Rav Avir said, Nikavat Chul is Treifo, the Aloche is not like Rav Avir. Viloyamon, in other words, we say the Aloche is not like Rav Avir. That means Nikavat Chul is also Kshiro. So when do we say that Nikavat Chul is also Kshiro? Elo Bikulshi, only in the thin end, the thin side. Avo Bisumche, in the thick side of the spleen, the thick side of the spleen, so it's straight. It's straight. That means that according to Rav Avir, it doesn't make any difference whether the Nekev is in the thick side or the tzadov, or the tzadadak, it's treifu. But we don't pass like Rav Avire, but, so that means in tzadadak, nikav is kshero, but with tzadov, it's treifu. It's treifu. V'ishtayabo, ki uvei din lazov, is kshero. So in other words, if there is a nekev in the tzadov, even though it doesn't penetrate through and through, but very little is left unpenetrated, unpunctured. And if that thickness that remained unpunctured is less than the thickness of the dinner zov, so then it's treifo. However, if, now let's say if this is the truth, if this is the truth, and there is an echo. And there is an echo in the tzadahot, but it doesn't penetrate through and through. So this thickness of the tzadahot remains unpunctured. So if the unpunctured thickness of the tzadahot has the thickness of the dinosov, so then it's kshir. But if the unpunctured thickness does not have the thickness, the size of the dinosaur, full of the dinosaur, then it's straight. Even though it doesn't penetrate. V'ishtaya b'ikud dinosaur, kshir. All right, these are the limits. Now, nital hatchu kosher. Now let's go over the two again. Nital hatchu kosher. Uvinikav yeish chiluk bin reishi yoechot lachaveh. Bin reishi yoechot lachaveh. I read up about the spleen. I mean, I wanted to understand. Why is there a difference between Tzadahov and the Tzadadat? I mean that there must be an explanation. So, and I discussed it with certain specialists. Now, the spleen has one important function in the structuring of the blood cells. That is now. So the tzadarov that joins the keres, the rumen, and you'll see, I mean, that even the tzadarov, there is a difference whether it is at the juncture to the keres or not. So that plays the important role in the structuring of the blood cells. So I mean, see, that's the reason as to why there is a difference between the nikav in tzadarov and nikav in tzadadak. All right. Nital hatchul kosher uvinikav yeshchilu bereishi oechod lechaver shatchul bereishi oechod ov uvereishi asheini dak nikav bereishi dak sheiro. So what do you mean nikav bereishi dak sheiro vafilu nechtach shom kulei kosher? Now, so the lotion of the two is vafilu nechtach shom kulei kosher. In other words, he doesn't mean nechtach shom kulei, that the whole spleen was removed. That's a mishnah mifureshes. That's a ksheiro. That's nital hatchul. So nechtach shom kulei means that part of the tchul was cut off, but the thin side was completely cut out. But it doesn't mean that the whole spleen, the whole eva was cut out. If the whole eva was cut out, so that's a mishnah mifureshes nitlat, and that he already said nitlat chul. Kosher. Nital means even with the odor. So if a doctor cut out the whole spleen, so that he mentioned at the very beginning. So when does he say vafilu nechtach shom kulei kosher? So that means loimi boy, needless to mention, not nechtach shom kulei, so certainly kosher. What does it mean? So he couldn't mean nechtach shom kulei, the whole spleen was cut out. So then it would imply that, needless to mention, if the whole spleen was not cut out, just part of the spleen, then it's certainly kosher. But even if the whole spleen is cut out, I mean, that would be just the opposite. Because if the whole spleen is cut out, that's a mishnah for eshes, nitlat chul is kosher. So obviously when he says, v'afilu nechtach shom kulei kosher, he means the thin side, the tzadadak. The tzadadak. So not only nikav bereish adak sheiro, just one little nekev is sheiro, but even if the whole thin side of the spleen was cut off, it's also sheiro. So in other words, so what does this expression imply? What is more likely to be sheiro, nikav or nechtach tzas? So this expression, the Torah, implies that nikav is more likely to be kosher than nechtach tzas, but that's just the opposite of what the first lotion in Gemara says. Because in the first lotion, einoch nami, that the first lotion in the Gemara here has reference to the thick side, But any what we see from this Gemara, the first lashon says, "Rab Amar Rav Yirmiyah Shmuel Rove, lo yishanu l'mitala, avol nikav treif." So then, Moshe Rav Yisi Barov in mitim Rav Yisi Barzvide, chita mu v'shemel muta ba'achilah matrim akloisos ba'achilah, ho behim guf v'shaye. So the Gemara gives a teres in the first lashon, who adin da'afu behim nama asir, al tamarei shemut ba'achilah nama seif osa ba'achilah. So what does the first lashon say? That in regard to the thick side. So according to Rav Avira, that nikav, the thick side, I'm sorry, Rav Avira doesn't even mention to distinguish between thick side and thin side. That's the Gemara. But according to Rav Avira, that nikav, hatchul is treifah, so the same thing applies to nechtach tzas. Then there is a second portion. Now Rav Avira doesn't distinguish between thick side and thin side, but so he says that nikav is treifo. So according to the first version, nikav is treifo and nechtach ktsas is also treifo. When does the Mishnah say nitalat chul kosher if the whole eiver was removed, was cut out? But if it's nechtach ktsas minoiver the tchul, So then there is Reifo. According to the second Loshen, only Nikab is Reifo, but Nechtach is Ksheho. So from the second Loshen, it certainly appears that what is more likely to be Reifo, Nikab Atchu or Nechtach Atchu? From the second Loshen, so Nikab Atchu is Reifo, and Nechtach Atchu, I mean in the Nechtach Atchu, is Ksheho. So the second Loshen certainly implies the reverse, the exact antithesis of what the tour implies, because he says is shatru b'reishayachado v'reishayashin dak nika v'reishadak sheiro. So needless to mention that nika v'reishadak is sheiro, but a bigger chiddush that if nechtach reishadak is sheiro. So what does it imply? That what is more likely to be treifo, nechtach is more likely, but the antithesis is mentioned in the second Loshen, that nikaf is treifo and nechtach is sheiro. So just the reverse. But here the tour is referring to what? Here the tour is referring to the tzadadak. But what difference should it make? From the second Loshen here in the Gemara Daf Nunei, we see that now the second Loshen in the Gemara does not have reference to our Maskone, that there is a distinction between Tzadadak and Tzadarov, because Rav Avira didn't distinguish Tzadadak and Tzadarov. So according to Rav Avira, it's the same thing. Tzadadak, Tzadarov is the same thing. So Mimele. So the question is, and still, the second version says that according to Rav Avir, the tzadadak and tzadarov have the same status. There is a distinction between nikav and nechtach, nikav treiv, baby tzadadak, baby tzadarov, and nechtach is ksheiro, baby tzadadak, baby tzadarov. So what is more likely to be kosher? Nechtach is more likely to be kosher. Because the second Loshen says, according to Rav Avira, so Nechtach is kosher, Nikav is treif. So Nechtach is more likely to be kosher. So how does the Torah say, Vafiu Nechtach shomkul kosher? Not only Nikav is kosher, Misaladak. That's kosher. But a bigger Chiddush. No! That's not the bigger Chiddush. Nechtach. Nechtach is certainly kosher. Nikav, you should say. So why does he say it in the opposite way? Alright, that's the difficulty. Now, then another thing, a diuk, that you can be midayik from this tour, since the two in discussing, now we pass, the Gemara says, not like Rav Avira, in Hilchasik Rav Avira. So there is, because according to Rav Avira, he doesn't, so nikaf is a trade for even b'tzadadak, and we don't pass more Rav Avira, so nikaf is not treifo, but b'tzadarov, it is treifo. How would it be nechtach b'tzadarov? So then, you could say, it should be talu in the two lishenes in the Gemara. True, that the two lishenes in the Gemara have reference to Rav Avira, and Rav Avira doesn't distinguish between tzadadak and tzadarov. But whatever is true according to Rav Avira, being in connection with Tzadadak, being in connection with Tzadarov, because according to him there is no difference, should be true according to us in connection with Tzadarov. So if there are two Mishenes according to Rav Avira, being with Tzadadak, being with Tzadarov, whether Nechtach is kosher or not, the first Loshen says that Nechtach is treifah, and the second Loshen says that Nechtach is ksheiro, so the same two Mishenes should apply according to us too. But according to us, they would apply only to Tzadarov. That's how it's mashma. And the Baal Yitur says in so many words that this, even though the Gemara mentions the two Mishenes in connection with Rav Avira, and we don't pass like Rav Avira, but what is true according to Rav Avira, being Bitzadadak, being Bitzadarov, is true according to us in the Tzadarov. So according to the first Loshen of Rav Avira, that Bein B'Tzadadak, Bein B'Tzadarov, Nikav and Nechtach is the same thing, And when does the Mishnah say nitlatchu kosher only if the whole organ was removed? But if not the whole organ is removed, if the whole organ was not removed, just nechtach tzas. So then it is strange, because it's like nikav. The second Mishnah says no. Nechtach is better. Nechtach is better. This is what Bali Yitzchak says. Now, how is it mashi from the Lashon of the Torah, since the Torah only mentions vafil nikav perisha dak sheiro vafil nechtach shem kulei kosher nikav perisha of treifo? So it's mashma that only nechtach perisha dak is ksheiro, but nechtach perisha of is not ksheiro. It's treif. That's how it's mashma. All right, but This whole implication is contrary to our Gemara. So let's see what the Bais Yosef says here. Val mashi kosev rabbein in the Torah, the Bais Yosef. Vafil nechtach shom kulei, kosher kosev marib mchoviv zal mididuk loshin nire, mididuk loshin afilu nire lechira di yeser ou laachshir nikar minechtach uvisomuch. Now, let's see. So then, it's mashma from this lashon that Yisroel hachshir nikaf minechtach. Then he says, "Vamet lo amurim shlisha mubikul nidun azov shol nikaf zov shol nikaf av nisha mubikul nidun azov sholim kosher kosher farajbo uvidin azov zel yedanu shurei v'yirali shu pochet b'chatzu uviyei nechtar b'mokim uviyei yesh mishematir v'yirali shu oser." Now, Liflug, and this is when we went over the first time, so we said that it's mashma, that these are the 2 days, whether we paskin like the first Lashon the Gemara here, or we paskin like the second Lashon here. True, that the 2 Lashonis in the Gemara here refer to Rav Avira, and Rav Avira doesn't distinguish between Dak and Lov. But whatever is true, according to Rav Avira, Bein b'mokim av, Bein b'mokim Dak, so it should be true, be mokim av, a little bit done. So, in other words, so according to the first lashon that says that a little bit rabba avire, nechtach has the same status as nika, so it's treif, so be mokim av, it should be treif. That's the vira lisha osa. According to the second lashon that nechtach is kosher, according to rabba avire, so be mokim av, according to us, it should also be kosher. That's the first lashon. Now, let's see what the Bais Yosef says. So, Mashi was Rabbeinu afil nechtach shom kulei kosher, because Marim Chaviv, Zal Midik, Losh, Nafil Nir, Lechira, Yisa, Yisa, Olach, Shemek, Nikav Nechtach, Vissom, Akosha, Bishim, Arash, Bo, Nechtach, Mokmu, Vyei, Yish, Mishem, Atir, Vigam, Bitir, Asa, Bayis, Kosaf, Nikav, Rishadak, Sheiro, Vim, Tzorich, Leima, Im, Nechtach, Shom. So, just the reverse of what the Torah says. Here says, Vafil, but the Mitir, Asa, Bayis says, Nika bereisha dak sheiro v'intzorich leima nechtach sham. Almeni tvei odif nechtach v'nikna. So there is a stira. From some rishenim it appears that nechtach is more likely to be treif. And from some rishenim it appears that nechtach is more likely to be kosher. And from our gemara, from the second lashon, it certainly appears that nechtach is more likely to be kosher. Lochi nirali shehem shachlosh nafilu koy al kulei. Rotzaleima loy mi boye loy nechtach. That's the Marib Lev says. A Marib Mchaviv says. Loy mi boye loy nechtach elektzosei elafilu nechtach kulei. So he's also kosher. What does it mean nechtach kulei? He doesn't mean nechtach kulei the whole tchu. He means nechtach kulei the whole tzadadak. Because in the tzadadak, gufe you could cut off just part of it. And you could cut off the whole thing of the tzadadak. But it doesn't mean nechtach kulei the whole spleen. It means nechtach kulei the whole tzadadak. So in other words, so the Marid Mechaviv, he assumes that on the contrary, the way it appears from the second portion now Gemara, that nechtach is more likely to be kosher than nikah. So, and this is what the Teres Abayis implies, because the Teres Abayis says Elika Berishi Ada Ksheo Vimtzo Ichleibar Nechtach. Nechtach is more Poshet Ksheo. But the Tur implies, that expression using the Tur implies that Nechtach is more likely to betray, because he says, even Nechtach is Kosher. That's a big Chiddush. So he says, no, he doesn't mean, by a few Nechtach he means, Loi mi boy, he says, Ni kabirei shadak ksheo. And vein tzorich leimar, Nechtach that is ksheo. Va'afil, and in saying that Nechtach is ksheo, so even not only if part of the tzadadak was Nechtach is ksheo, then it's not a poshut, that if part of the tzadadak is Nechtach is ksheo, but even if the whole tzadadak was Nechtach, it's also ksheo. But as between the two, Nikach and Nechtach, so what is more poshut, more likely to be ksheo, so Nechtach is more likely to be ksheo. In other words, so then it's not in conflict with the second Loshon La'olimon. All right. Now, then he says, this is what the Marim Chaviv says. But the Bais Yosef doesn't like it. Vein ze nira beinai. Di bi nechtach kule yudini ke lafluge bein li nekaf li nishna basre. Di lu nechtach nikzosei hai li nekaf. U ma she kosaf rabbeinu. Va filu nechtach hai li mishmi di lufumai di svirlei. Die Hilche se kelishne kame. Mistabre di tvei shayach le meisa bi nechtach bi nikav. Vi efshe name di yul ahavi goes elu vishne kame bil chut. Kmo ibn yuscha di don di lesbo vishne kase. So here, this is the Bais Yosef that the Maseiras Hashas mentions. That in his text, we won't even get the second portion. But he says the same thing, even if we are geres, even if we assume that the Torah was geres, the second portion. So he says, so one teretz, he says, one explanation is that the Torah wasn't geres, the second portion. So Mele Inochanam, if he wasn't geres, the second portion, so the Torah held that Adara, the leader, he said, that Nechtach is more likely to betray than Nikah. The two holds. That Nechtach is more likely to betray than Nikah. And so Mimele it will follow that if Nechtach is more likely to betray than Nikah, so in any case where Nikah is traif, let's say the Mokimah, so Nechtach is certainly traif. Is certainly traif. So in other words, so it's certainly traif. So that's why the Tur says V'yira lishe wasa, because the Tur lishe tose, he holds that Nechtach is more likely to betray than Nikah. So we may be mocking up that the more paskins that Nikah is traif. So certainly that Nechtach is traif. True, the Tur mentioned the shita of Yesh Mishematia, but he doesn't agree with that shita. So the shita of Yesh Mishemati here, he was geiris the second loshon, you see. And then he says in the Torah that even if the Torah was geiris the second loshon, but he doesn't paskin like the second loshon, but he paskins like the first loshon, because it's lechumre. The second loshon says that Nechtach is ksheo. So the Mele, he says that Nechtach, he paskins like the first loshon. And the first loshon says, in so many words, that Beinika, according to Rav Avira, so there is no difference between Tzadadak and Tzadahor. So he says, Beinika and Beinechtach, Ktsas, is Treifo. So on the contrary, according to the first Loshen, both are Treifo, but Nechtach is more likely to be Treifo than Nika. This is what the Bais says. Now let's see what the Prisha says. Vafu Nechtach Shom Kuli Kosher. Haya Fili Likoma Mishim Yisfir Likli Shnekam. With more appeal in traits. Mistabra the three kelesa, the nechtach minika, but matir minechtach of Ubu, the Israeli Christian Basa. Miss Yosef, linearly Yashin, Luipol, Elo binechta of Mokimov, the Shom Yishima, the Nikab Gor, the Mahmasaneka, Fir Kamkina Keresh, and Nahasol, Mashinki minechta, Yishima, the Viregor, Gorab Shoyirke, Abo binechtach, Ey, Oinika, the Mokmash, Hadak, Shom Leket Sad Limesa. Mishum shinirki. Elo mishum chisorin atru. Ubozeh nechtachu ribuse tvei sheyesh chisorin tvei mibrika. So the preacher says that vis-a-vis the tzadadak So then, Nechtach is more likely to be Osir. But Mashein Kein, Bin Nechtach Bimokim Ov, so Shom Yishleima, the Nikav Gor, Bimokim Ov, so then, if it's Bimokim Ov, because the Mokim Ov is a more vulnerable area. So Mimele, since the Mokim Ov is a more vulnerable area, so on the contrary, so over there, Nikaf is more likely to be Matriv, because Tenechtach, because if it's Nikaf, so that means there is something wrong with me. There is a certain decay in the spleen. And since it's a more vulnerable area, so Mimele, Nikaf is Korad, Machazanekev, Yerokim, Kamkin, Akeresh, and Nochazanekev. Mashenkin, because the Mokim Ov is the place where he joins the Keres. As a matter of fact, there is one Shinis Rishaini that not the whole Tzadov Nikaf is Matri, only the part of the Tzadov that adjoins the woman, the Keres. But the other part of the Tzadov that doesn't adjoin the woman is not Matri. This is how he explains. Now, alright. But anyway, we see one thing. That the Torah mentions two shittes in regard to Nechtach Bimokimov. So Yesh Mishematir, V'Yir Ali, the Torah himself says she was. Alright, now let's go over the whole Torah, and then the Mechaber. Alright. Avon Misha Begur Edon Azov, Shalom Koshin. קוסם הרשבו ודנזוב, זהו ידע נשאור, ויירה לי שהוא פוחס וחוץ אהוב. נחת אבו כמובי איש, ושמעתם יירה לי שעושה. מסוף, הוא תחול של איב, אוגו כענובו, ונדים לו של איבו, ולפי חוק יש מי שאיר, שאין הנקף פייסו. ואול אופו נסיים חיד שכבר הרי רזות. Why? Because since in the תחול של איבו, there is a distinction between the מוקים אוב and the מוקים דאק, and in the תחול של איב, we don't have this ov and dak. So mele, no nekev is basil, because there is no tzadok. There is no tzadok. Nimtzu shnei tchumim kosher, kim dafin nitl kulei kosher. Now, mechab. Nitl atchul kshero, atchul reishoeh chodo, vashem yidak, kibri yasa lo shen, im nikav bireishoeh, nekev mefulesh treifo, vim nikav nekev shen mefulesh, אם נשתח תקוי נעזוב מותר, פוחס מכאן הרי הוא כמפורש, הוא טריפו, אבל נקרא דק שירו. Now, the Mechaber doesn't mention anything. How about the Mokim Rov נחתך, he doesn't say a word. The Torah mentions two days, יש מי שמעתם, ויהיה לי שעושה. If it's נחתך במוקים רוב, but the Mechaber doesn't mention a word about it. Then he says avol nikdak hadak shel. So then he mentions Rosh on the Torah, the Ramon. Va'afilu nechtach b'mokim hadak shel. In other words, so he adapts the Rosh on the Torah, which implies that nechtach mokim hadak is more likely to be treifo than nikach mokim hadak. How about nechtach mokim hadak? The Mechaber doesn't discuss it, and the Ramon doesn't discuss it. Alright, now. Now, let's see what the cross says. And this afilu, that's the lotion of the two. The afilu nechta mok madak she. Maslis, berish peridalit natru. Viloi mi boi li tiruz bas reshom. The first lotion, and I feel it if it's come. So he says, "Vafil nechtach b'mokim adak is kshem." So he doesn't discuss here the term "afil." That's something else. That is discussed by Marib Mechobiv, the Pesiose, the Prishe. But the Etzem Din, the Gros just discusses the Etzem Din. The Din, what does the Torah say? Afilu nechtach b'mokim adak she. Let's forget the term afil. But it says nechtach b'mokim adak is kshe'ov. So the Gro explains it. Needless to mention that according to to the second portion of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "I'll be the Rav Avir that nikaf is treifo. Bein mimokim adak, bein mimokim or. But nechtach is ksheiro. So certainly, that we have to pass that nechtach mimokim adak is ksheiro." Because the second question says that even a libid rabba vire that nikam mokim adak is straightforward but nechtach is ksheiro. So lachas kamo vechamo anan that we say that even nikam mokim adak is ksheiro. So certainly nechtach mokim adak is ksheiro. Elo afir litiretz kame. So litiretz kame. So the first question says that a libid rabba vire. That there is no difference between dak and off. So just as nikav is treifo, nechtach is also treifo. So then we should say lididan, that there is a difference between dak and off. So just as nikav in the is treifo, so nechtach we're not discussing now nechtach mokimah. But even the Tiretz Kame, says that there is no difference. Vafil the Tiretz Kame. So afil the Tiretz Kame. So the Tiretz Kame, says that according to Rav Avire, so nechta, so nika is straight for ben mimokim adag, ben mimokim off, and mimele nechtach. Is also treifo. So mimele el afilu litiretz kame. So haine. So the tiretz kame says that nechtach bimokim adak is treifo. So haine le mandom adol mafalginom bisumcha likolshi. So that's only a limit of avire who doesn't distinguish between the thick and the thin side. Avalididon must listen to Kulche. Avalididon must listen to Kulche, which is because of Aram. So what is the answer? Now turn to the Aram, then the Gemara. That's after Zion on the base in the Ran and the Rib. V'hane mila b'sumcha. The 12th line from the end of the Ramah. V'hane mila b'sumcha. B'yuv yelimayim. Avol nishtayim nikniune nezov. Kelim ashe nishtayim buvim yuval nekev kune nezov. Kseiro. Uvigmore makshina lo yidar vabire. יום אני כף טריפו, מתנחי תחמור בשבילאו, מות המחלה, כלים אשר חתיך עשו בניתר אל שתי סימי, נתחו נקלו יסוס באכילה, שאיס החתיך אין ניתר אל בשליטי, ודייתי נתחו כלו יסוד העשירה, הו בהם הגוף ושאר, ומפקים אני כף לחות נחתך לחות, כלים אני דווקא אני כף לטריפו, אבל חי תחשירו, ובסכו לכם מפלגינו בתחויו, that's this gemara, that's a little bit of a vira, so he doesn't distinguish between כל של יסומך, ובוס הרוחם הפלגינו ביטחו בין קול של יסומך. והיא כמנדומה, דהשת דעשינו להוכה, להצריכינו להפלוגה בניקף לנך תחקלה. That's the shit of the rap. Not like the מלאיתו שלי. דמיקור עדוי מפלגינו בין קול של יסומך, כי איך עדוי תיק שלו מסניס עם התחו, מונת לו יסעוסיה, דימש רבי מגובי שריה, יסטריך להפלוגה בניקף לנך. אבל השתה, בין ניקב, בין נחתך, בישומכי טריפה, בקודשי קשירו, ומסניס בקודשי. And that מסניס נופכי טכנובה שבימר. So what does the Ran say? You see, here the Gemara had a kasha. Because according to Rabbi Avira, there is no distinction between sumchei and kodshi. There is no distinction between sumchei and kodshi, the thick side and the thin side. So maybe there was a stire from this mishne of chetach meuba shebimel. So min atchum aklo yisosa v'achim lehobeim uguf eshaye. So the Gemara said, so the Gemara had to say, Ho adin dafru behemah na ma'asire. Ali tonereishem muta ba'achile, tonename sei ve'osa ba'achile. But according to Maskon of the Gemara, there's a difference between Kuchi and Sinu Michael. So the Meila, we can say that this deal is right. That behemah gufi ishaye betchul kroiz. Behemah gufi So he says, "Lo itzrichen lafluge b'nika l'nechtaklal b'mikore b'umafligino." So then the second terrace, of the Gemara was, "V'boy say b'nika flechut v'nechtak flechut v'nechtak flechut." So that was only the halamin of the Gemara, according to Rav Avire. But according to Maskona of the Gemara, so we do not have to distinguish. Implies that the behemoth gufi is muter even though you cut off part of the tchul. So then we had to make a distinction between nikaf and nichtach. So they had to be shenis. Aber hashte bei nikaf, bei nechtach, bei sumche treve, bei kushe kseiro. Umas nissen bei kushe. So in other words, some mele. So that means that Nechtach, that the second motion of the Gemara is only a limit of Avire. So then there is a stira from the Mishnah, so we had to say, you want to say, because there is a diuk from the Mishnah, that Behemo Gufi Ishaye, so Mele, we had to say, Nikaf Lechud, Vinechtach Lechud. Mashenk Alim Maskola of the Gemara, that Nikaf Bitzadadak is also Ksheho. So the also ksheiro, so mele we can say beheime gufo ishaye, but when the Mishnah says minatchul minakloyes is osa bachile, so that tchul kloyes is osa, but the beheime gufo ishaye, because it has reference to the thin side. The thin side where it's nechtach the mokimadak. Nechtach mokimadak. And then the Ran says that this is the shittin sarambam also. So in other words, what is the Ran shittin? The Ran shittin is that there are two machines in the Gemara only a little bit of Avire, but a little bit Maskona of the Gemara, there are no two machines of the Gemara. And Nikaf and Nechtach, the Tzainach. Both are Treif. In other words, in Bitzad Ob and Bitzad Adak, both are Sheres. Bechim Nikaf. Avol Bolei, Tosa Ol Kosa. Dafu Bissumchei, Dafke Nikaf, Avol Nechtach Sheres. In other words, he says, the Bolei, so we see two things from the Bolei. First of all, that he holds that the second version of the Gemara, what is true, in the according to second version of the Gemara, Alibi the Rabavire, who is not mechalik between the Mokim Atzad, the Mokim Sumche, the thick side, and Kutche, the thin side. So if there is a distinction between Nikaf and Nechtach, Alibi the Rabavire, Bein the Mokim Atzad, Bein the Mokim Ov, so Alibi the Dan, that there is a distinction between the Mokim Adak and Mokim Ol. So Mimele, there is also a distinction. In other words, that even the Mokim Ol, according to the second version of the Gemara, Alibidi Dan, so only Nikaf is straight, but Nechtach is kosher. And the Paschal is like the second version. Now, this is what the Paschal says. Afilu nechta, maslis mesh vedaut natru, vloi mi boi litirutz basre, afilu litirutz kame, haylu is al kedai toz, vim afalgino misum chali kulche, avlidon, maslis mi kulche, maslis mi kulche, kimo shikosu varan, u mashma, so there is no second version with it. So with it on, nikav, so u mashma mi divriad boi, di bisum chinechtach, post, ach, litirutz basre, studidon in zolchose, wie kochten mit ihres Kamme Wein ran. Alright. Na. So then, wa fiu nechtach, wie mokim adak sheo, denn de kose es, balinto kosach, a fiu nechtach, wie mokim of ksheo. Kirlish ne pasen, because the balinto paskens, he holds that the second loshen has applies even with the dog. Even with the dog. Not like the rat. Abo b'tiras abai is cholakol. The b'shalteir olach ha'cha ha'machmiya. But the balayitu, so in other words, the balayitu says that the second loshen applies even with the dog. Not as the rat says that the second loshen of the Gemara only applies on living ravavira, according to Abamini, but doesn't apply on the dog. So he holds that it applies on the dog. But then, true that it applies on the dog. But the question is, do we pass like the first Loshen or do we pass like the second Loshen? So the Balayito says, we pass like the second Loshen, even though it's the Kule, because even in the Raise, when there are two Mishenes, so it's Holacha Halish the Basre, Avo Bit Rasabai is Holakolo, the Bishalteiro Holacha Hamachmia, and the Rashbo is also Chelik and Ram, you see, because according to the Ram, so the two Lishenes only apply to the Havamin of the Gemara, but not to the Maskon of the Gemara. And the Rashbo says that we pass like the first Loshen because we shall tell Allah Hachamachmiya. Even though the Gemara mentions these two Lishenes, Alibid Ravavire, and we don't pass like Ravire, so it's a riot that the Rashbo agrees with the Balayito, not with the Ram. All right, Rafun Nechta Mokimadakshe, Nikrio Hatru, Oinimuko. So anyway, it's mashma from the psak of the Ramo, since he mentions the loshon of the two, and that only nechtav mokim adak is ksheiro, but nechtav mokim ov is treifo. Why? Because either we say that it wasn't geiris, as the Bais Yosef says, that he didn't have the gears of the second washing, or if we say that he did have the gears, so he can say in many ways. Either that we pass the Chumre, or that the two Lishenes is only a Libet Rav Avire. But, so, in order to answer the stire from the Mishneh, but a Libet Didan, so there is no stire from the Mishneh. Because when the Mishneh says that it is... When the Mishnah implies ho behemo gufe shaye, because the Mishnah has referenced the Saradak, but in Echnamim Sadarov, it is straight. But it's mashma that the psak of the Mechabe of the Ramo is that Nechtach bimokim Ov is straight. Not sure. Nikro atchulo inimiku. Lokso iloxo vishinu boso. Dino kinikro. וכן כל מוקים שהבוס הרע ונרקב דיני כניקה ומים בתחור אפילו אחורים וסרוכים אם הבוס או סביב אופשורים קושת יש מי שקוסה שכל מה שדובוק לקרס קורוס אור ולא יסה in other words, so there is a machlekes because the צד האור so part of the צד האור is דובוק לקרס part of the צד האור is not דובוק לקרס So there is a machlekes whether the part that is not dovuk likeres of the tzadarov is also matriv or not. So yesh mi shekosav shekol ma shedovuk likeres koro velo yeze. Now the Orach HaShulchan uvichilei koro. שבדובר קרס אם ניקף שום יש חך מפרוק ויש מתיר. So when the Mechaba says יש מי שקוסף, that's the goy sosh. So he is mad. But there is a machlikes rishayim. Now, the prichodosh and the tvusheya. So since the besios, the mechaba says, mentions the shite of the meikil, she called mashidov the keres kolus over lo yisei. So meili mokim epsed merube the amatia. If the nekev occurs in the part of the tzadov that is not double clickers, but shaloi mokim epsed merube, so is machna. The prichodosh and the tvusheya. Uvidin erzov zel yodanu shiure mikol mokim nira shu pochet mechotzov. Nimtzu shnei tchuvim ksheiro. ואפילו דבוקים זה לא זה בצדו ויש מחמירה אם נמצא כי מנתחו בצדו. Now that is a goyish aridure, but as we said once before when we learned it in the Gemara, ויתי וחמירים לא במוקים הפסק מרובה, but במוקים הפסק מרובה we can be making. So it does not necessarily mean so that bimokim hefset merube, we are not chishish for the shita of the Ramban. Here, in order to be machmir, shnei tchulim, so then we have to apply two things. First of all, the shita of the Ramban, because if we pass like the Rashi and the Rosh, that aloch of kol yesek not l'dome only implies. That aloch of kol yesek not l'dome only implies. That if there is an additional eiver, so it's considered as if it had been deficient in that eiver. So here, suppose it had been deficient in the tchul, no tchul at all, it would be ksheir. So an additional tchul is also ksheir. But maybe the aloch is like the Ramban. What does the aloch? What does the Ramban say? That if it's shnei tchulim, if it is, and even according. And even, I mean, according to Ramban, it's also kshir. It's only, so he says, Bidar kemeishiv tereschatos, din gimu, the shach says, kosav, the haine mishum disvir lei, kisvoras Ramban, shehevi arashbo, ushor poskim, dichol yesa kenotu domi, haine kiilu hayesa lechud, nital mimkei mei hadovuk, vihave kin nitav hatchul bisumchei, vihave kilu nitav hatchul, Bisumchei, so mimele, so then it is straight. But even if we are cheshish for the shita of the Ramban, now what's the Ramban shita? The Ramban shita is that kol yesakenot l'dome doesn't mean that if it is, we consider as if it's deficient in that eiver. But if there is a certain additional eiver, so we consider as if that additional eiver had been cut out together with the mokim adovuk, had been cut out together with the mokim adovuk. Now, so, but here, even if it will be cut out together with the mokim adovuk, but it, so nikah be mokim ov is treifo. But if the whole tchul is cut out, then it's not treifo. So when the shach says the haine mishum disvirelei kisvoras Ramban. Shehivya Rashbo Shor Poskin, the whole Yesa Kinotal Dome, Haimu Kila Yesa Lichud, Nital Mimkeli Hadovut, we have a Kinikav Hatchul Bisemche, we have a Kinikav Hatchul Bisemche. So that's really not the Shite of the Ramban, because the Shite of the Ramban is one Shite, and the Shite of the Rashbo is another shita. The shita of the Ramban is that kol yesak notul dome is considered as if it had been cut out together with the mokim adovuk. But here, even if it would be considered as if it had been cut out together with the mokim adovuk, but since the whole tchul is cut out, so it's not treifet, that's a mishnah for reshes, nitla tchul is kosher. What it means, nitla tchul is kosher? Just the thin part. It means the whole tchul, the thin and the mokim adovuk. So, what he means is not the shite of the Ramban himself, but the shite of the Rashbo, because there is a third shite. The shite of the Rashbo, I mean, the Bais Yosef mentions it. The shite of the Rashbo is that kol yesak not dome only implies that we consider it as if that additional eiver as if it had been born with that additional labor, and that had been cut out. Now, so Memela, if you suppose it had been born with an additional labor, and that additional labor had been cut out, so Memela, a cavity would be formed. So Memela, a cavity would be formed, and if the cavity would be formed, so if a nekev in that area is matriv, so then a yeser is also matriv. In other words, let's say if we have an additional lobe belong. So suppose if this additional lobe of the lung had been cut out, and then a cavity would be formed, and if a nekev in that place where it was cut out would be matriv, so mele, here it's also matriv. But in this case, so memele, if it was cut out in the place, so a nekev in the mokim of, so it would be matriv, so this would also be matriv. Now he says, Shehevi arashbo sho poskim, dichol yesa kenotel dome, haineki wa hayesa lichud, nital mimkeme adovuk, vihavekim nikaf atchu b'semche. But who says that? Havekim nikaf atchu b'semche. That is the Rashba shite. It's not the Ramban shite. Uvi bach posak diyesh lehatrif afil befset merube ki Rashba. So it's not really the shite of the Ramban. It's the shite of the Rashba. Now, the Bais Yosef at the end of Simen Mem Aleph, he mentions the shite of the Rashba. Mistake. You see, it is the shita of the Ramban. It's the shita of the Ramban, but we have to be mitzari of another shita. And last time I mentioned it. It's not the shita of the Rashba himself. According to Rashi, so called Yesa Kenotel Dome implies that if there is an additional eiver, so it's considered as if it had been deficient in the same eiver. So Memele. So according to Rashi, Shnei Tchulim is certainly Ksheiro, because suppose it had been born without a Tchul, so it's Ksheiro. The Shita of the Ramban is, that Kol Yesek Notel Dome implies that a Yeser is considered as if it had been deficient in the same kind of Eiver. But if it is an additional Eiver, so it's considered as if this additional Eiver had been cut out together with the Mokim Adok. The Mokim Adok. So Memele, according to Ramban, it all depends. If you had one Tchul, and this is the Mokim of the Tchul, and then the other Tchul is Dovuk to the Mokim of. So then, according to the Ramban, it would be Treifu. According to the Rashba, it wouldn't be Treifu. Because according to the Rashba, so the whole aloha of Kol Yesek Notel Dome is that this additional eiver itself is considered as if it had been born with it and that had been removed. So suppose it had been born and had been removed. So then it wouldn't be just nikah, and it wouldn't be just nechtach tzas. So then it would be considered as if the whole tchul has been removed. And that's a Mishnah for Reshes, that if the whole tchul is removed, so then it's clear. But according to the Ramban, so in certain situations it would be treif. If the additional tchul is dovuk to the mokim of the natural tchul. So according to the Ramban, we say kol yesa kenotel dome, as if this additional eiver had been cut out together with the mokim adovuk. Since it is dovuk to the Mokimov, so we consider it as if this additional truth had been come out together with the Mokimov of the natural truth. And then, suppose he would call out the part of the truth, the Mokimov of the natural truth. Would it be treif or not? That would be tolu in the tuli sheines. That would be tolu in the tuli sheines of the Gemara. Now, according to the Ramshite, so the tuli sheines of the Gemara is only a little havamim of the Gemara. But according to the Balaito and the Rashbo, the tuli sheines of the Gemara apply not only to the havamim of the Gemara, not only to Rav Avire, but even according to Maskona of the Gemara. So Memele, what the first lashon in the Gemara says, Alibid Rav Avire, that just as Nikaf is treif, so Nechtach Tzas is also treif. But so, and the second lashon says that Nechtach is Ksheiro. That Nechtach is Ksheiro. Now, according to the Baloito, so then this applies, the two lishenes of the Gemara apply to the. The two lishenes of the Gemara apply to the maskon of the Gemara also. So that means only the second lashon in the Gemara distinguishes between nikav and nechtach. But according to the first lashon in the Gemara, the first lashon in the Gemara does not distinguish between nital and nechtach. So memele even a little bit done. So that nikav b'mokim ha'av is treifo. So nechtach b'mokim ha'av is also treifo. Now according to the Rambam. That kol yesak not dome implies as if this eiver, not that an additional eiver is considered as if the behemoth had been deficient in eiver, but that additional eiver itself had been called out together with the mokim adov. So memele, if the additional tru is not dovuk to the mokim av, is dovuk to the mokim adak, then it's certainly kshero. Even according to Rambam. But if the additional tru is dovuk to the mokim ho'ov, if the additional tru is dovuk to the mokim ho'ov, and according to the Rambam, so we have to consider it as if it had been born with this additional tru, and then this additional tru was cut out together with that portion, the mokim ho'ov, that is dovuk to the additional tru. Now, suppose the natural truth. Suppose the behemoth has just one truth. And then the doctor would cut out the mokimav. So then, would it be treif or not? Then it would be tolu in the tulishenes and the gemore. According to the balaitur and the rashbo, the tulishenes of the gemore apply even according to the maskona of the gemore. So that means that even according to maskona of the gemore, so according to the first lotion, wherever nikaf is matri, so nechtach is also matrif. Nikav v'mokimov is matrif. So nechtach v'mokimov is also matrif. According to the second lashon of the Gemara, not. And since, as the Rashbo says, that tzveike d'raisa is lechumre, and we don't pass like the second lashon. So the Rashbo and the Rasabais. So memele. So we'll have to be mitzarif. We'll have to be mitzarif. The shite of the Rambam and the shite of the Rashbo in how we pass in these two lashonos of the Gemara. So we do have to be mitzarim. So the reason as to why, you see, b'darkimeishi of tiras chatos, klalpides, for a moment I became confused. Dingimu, kosa, the haine mishin disfir like isforas a Rambam, shehevi a Rashbo shoposki, dichol yesak notul domi, together with the Mokim Adovuk. That's the Ramban Shite. Not the Rashbo Shite in Kol Yesak Notul Dome. Why is it Kinikav Atchu? Kol Yesak, the Gemara doesn't say Kol Yesak. The Ramban doesn't say Kol Yesak. Ki Notul Dome be Mokim Adovuk. Ve Nikav Mokim Adovuk. But the Ramban says Kol Yesak. Kol yeseh kinotel im mokim adovuk. Now, suppose, what does notul mean? Notul mean nechtach. Now, suppose it's nechtach, So then it's telling the two lishenes of the Gemara. And according to the Rashba, these two lishenes of the Gemara apply even to the maskona of the Gemara. Even to the maskona of the Gemara. So Mimele, when he says, Uvi Bach posak, the Yesh lehatrif afilu behefzet merubek to Arashbo. Why does the Bach say to Arashbo? After all, it's the Ramban shittes. But we are mitzarif, two separate shittes. The Ramban shittes in Kol Yesak in Otodome, and the Rashbo shittes in the two lishenes that in the two lishenes of the Gemara, whether Nikaf, whether the Nechtach, Bimokimov is Ksheir or Treifo, so the Rashbo paskins like the first Loshi. That, and he says, the Rashbo says, that the same Gemara, the two lishenes apply to Maskol of the Gemara also, not only to Rav Avire. So that when the Rashbo says, he doesn't mean the Rashbo shitting for Yesak Notel Dome. Because if we were passing like Rashbo shitting for Yesak Notel Dome, so then there would be no basis to be matrif Shnei Tcholim. Only if we are machmir like the shita of the Ramban in Kol Yesak Notel Dome, there is a basis. But we have to be mitzarif the shita of the Ramban in Kol Yesak Notel Dome and the shita of the Rashbo that we pass like the first Losh. That in other words, that just as Nikav Mokimov is treifo, so Nechtav Mokimov is also treifo. But here we do not have Nechtav Mokimov. The natural Tchul was not Nechtach. The natural Tchul is intact. We have an additional Tchul. But if the additional Tchul is Dovuk to the Mokimov, so according to the Ramban, it's considered as if this additional Tchul that is Dovuk to the Mokimov had been cut out together with the Mokimov to which it is double. So now the question is, suppose then the Mokimov would be cut out. Would it be Treifo? That would be Tolu in the traditions of the Gemara. And the Rashbo paskins like the first Losh. And the Rashbo says that the two Rishenes apply even to the maskona of the Gemara, so merely it's treifo. So haim mishum isfir l'kisvoras Ramban shehivi Rashbo ushom poski dichol yesak notel dome dahai nitla yesa lechud nitl memkeim hadovuk together with the mokim hadovuk v'have kilu nikav atchu b'sumche. But the question is, suppose the mokim hadovuk could be called out, would that be analogous to nikav atchu b'sumche? So that's totally the Tulishenes. So we have to be mitzarev the shita of the Rashbo. So we pass posak the yesh lahatrif afilu behefzet merubek the Rashbo. Ufian is daiti vade kidayim rashi ve'orosh ve'aramba mutur v'ram yiruchem v'abes yosef lismich aleim behefzet merubek. Because here it's, you have to be chishish for two shittes, for the shita of the Ramban and the shittes Rashbo that we pass to the Chumre. Because the shita of the Baloyito is that we pass the Likume like the second Loshin. And the second Loshin is that there is a difference between Nika and Nechtach. And according to the Baloyito, so that difference between Nika and Nechtach, according to the second Loshin, is true even Alibi Maskolev Gimore. Not only Alibi Teravavir. All right. I became confused here for a moment with Rashbo and Ramban, but this is the pshat. Okay, all right. I suppose that we have a minute now. Now this is a mishnah mifreshes that little haklo is ksheil. Nitla Hakloye is Ksheo. It's a Mishnah. Now, Dr. Katzenelson, who was a Talmid of Rabbi Zotelza, and then became a doctor, he wrote his Sefer, HaTalmud Chochmas Safur, that was the first book that was written in that Inyan. Now, he was considered as a big Lamed himself. So he says, he changes the gear, but of course I mean what he says is rejected by everyone. I mean, it couldn't even be considered as Idas Yochid, because all the Rishonim say the contrary. He says that Nitl HaKloyis Kshero means that if one of the kidneys was removed, then it's Kshero, but if both kidneys were removed, it's Treif. But of course, it's not true. I mean, even if both kidneys are removed, it's not Treif. I mean, this is mentioned in those Rishonim. There isn't a single Shita that if both kidneys are removed, that it's Treif. Now, the reason as to why he said that, is because he knew that a person couldn't live with both kidneys being removed. I mean, there are cases of little children who are born without a single kidney, and the most they could live is a few weeks, I mean, according to statistics. But, as we explained now, so, according to the Shite, that Ein Chayo is only a statistical fact, alright, so it's no kasha. So, Mele, that means it just happens that those who are treife, so they cannot live. But according to the Rishonim, who say that this is an essential fact, and especially according to the Rambam, and the Rambam says that there are two categories of treifes. But I mean not only the Rambam, I mean let's say the Ramban and the Rashbo. I mean the Rambam shita is that there are two categories of treife. One treife is grounded halacha l'neshim Sinai, and then the chayo is only a coincidence, a simen, and then there is the treife like truso or nital achiyelyei that is this treife is grounded in the natal homes. So the question arises. And now let's say, and the Kol Ramban, so the Ein Chayo is the basis for the Shem Treifo. And according to the Rashbo, it's not the Ein Chayo is the basis per se, but the Ein Chayo is the criterion whereby we determine that a certain market is a major market, not a minor market. Anyway, so Nitl HaKloyis should be Treifo according to all these Rishonim. All these Rishonim, except Rashi, who says that the Ein Chayo is only a simon. So the answer is, so we can explain it in one of two ways, I said. We can explain it in one of two ways. First I mentioned, since, as far as the Rambam is concerned, so Mele, since it's possible, theoretically possible, to have a kidney, an artificial kidney transplant, so Mimele, he cannot be treifo on the basis of natal hamus. But then the question arises: why does the Rambam say that Nitl HaKloyis is treifo on the basis of natal hamus? It would be unreasonable to assume that artificial kidney can be transplanted. And artificial lechio alien cannot. I mean, that's not mistava. So that we could say in the tour, who is chelik on the Rambam, the tour says that nitl lechio alien is not treifo. So we could say, even though he couldn't without lechio alien, so the breathing would be interfered, and Mele wouldn't be able to survive the behemoth. But since there is a possibility of transplanting an artificial lechio eliyeh, artificial or not artificial lechio eliyeh, and then the behemoth could live, so the Mele, it is not a treife on the basis of nitl hamus. But the Shitas Rambam means that nitl lechio eliyeh needs a treife. So even though it probably is possible to install an artificial lechio eliyeh, the answer is as long as without any artificial eiver, so it is impossible for the behemoth to live. So maybe the behemoth is considered natal homus. So let's say a behemoth that has cancer is not considered natal homus because theoretically there is a cure, but the doctors don't know. So there is no medical cure except for surgery. So that's ponem chadoshes. So the Mele, we cannot say that the reason as to why, the reason as to why Nitla HaKloi is according to the Rambam is not Reifo. Nitla HaKloi is according to the Rambam is not Reifo. Even though the behemoth couldn't live with both kidneys being removed, because there is a possibility of the behemoth living through an artificial transplant. So, but that according to the Rambam is not considered to negate the natal omus. When is it considered to negate the natal omus? If without surgery, without tiponim chadoshes, there is a possibility of a cure. But if the cure only consists through the transplant of a certain eimer, then tiponim chadoshes. So that means the behemah, organically, if it is going to remain organically the way it is, without any artificial organ being transplanted, so it's natal omus. So maybe it should be a treifa. So why is nitla hakloyes? It's a mishnah mefreshes. Nitla hakloyes is ksheiro. Nitla hakloyes is ksheiro. Now there is the loshen hamishnah. Loshen HaMishnah is Nitl HaTchul, Nitl HaKloyes, Nitl HaHiatachti. So it's Ksheil. It's Ksheil. Explaining the Mishnah, Nitla HaKloyes is Ksheil. Now what does it mean, Nitla HaKloyes? So it could mean, let's say, that the behemoth was born without kidneys. I mean, this anomaly happens sometimes, even among human beings. Or it might mean that the person removed, cut out the kidneys. So the Miri says in explaining the Mishnah, Hakloi shenitlu, oy shenikvu lechutz, oy shenechtechu ksheil. Heim bishteyem, heim beachas. So I mean, all the Rishonim say the same thing. Heim bishteyem, even with both kidneys, are cut out. So it is ksheil. Then the Miri says, and explain the Gemara. V'yesh miforshim al de'odom. So at first the Miyavi says there is an apparent stira. I mean, so the one who gave out the Miyavi Anchum, the Bavron Luis, he mentions that stira. So at first he says Akloi Shendiklu Shendiklu Lechut So Shendechtechuk Sheirom Heim Bishtei Ba'achasmer. Then he says, in discussing the Gemara, that there are some Rishonim who say that Nitla HaKloyis is Ksheiro even if both kidneys are removed by men. In other words, not only when the behemoth was born without kidneys, but even if the behemoth was born with kidneys, and the man removed the person, removed the kidneys, both kidneys, it's also shame. So he says, no, we cannot be making. So in other words, the Miri Shita here is, so this is in conflict with what the Miri said before, and there he didn't say it's one Shita. So there it appears that the Miri agreed with that. All right, so he points out this theory. But the Miri Shita here is that Nitla HaKloi is as Iksheo is only when the Behemo was born without kidneys. But if the behemoth was born with kidneys, and then a doctor removed the kidneys, so then it is straight. I mean, that's it. It's a shittes yochid. But anyway, even according to that shit, even according to the mere shite, it will not answer the apparent difficulty. Because the fact is, I mean, this is what they say, that all those children who are born without kidneys, they didn't live more than a few weeks. So even according to the Miri Shite, so it has to be explained. So according to the Rambam, so according to the two, we could explain it on the basis of the fact that it could live with an artificial kidney. But according to the Rambam, the fact that it could live with an artificial kidney, this does not negate the natal omus. Does not negate the natal omus. So we said something else. Now we have a distinction between treife that is natal omus and misukenes. Now misukenes is also natal omus. So what does the Rashba say and all the Rishonim, they all say what's the difference between a treife and a natal and misukenes? Treife means that she is natal, the behavior is natal omus because of an organic defect, because of a chasor, an organic chisore, because of an organic mikovin, because of an organic nital, because of an organic shvuro. That's, so there are eight categories. Nitfuvo, shvuro, psuko, chaseiro, nituro. So these are the treifes. These are the treifes that the Halacha Mishnah Sinai declared as treifes. But, so, Masha'ikin, if a behemo is nital almost because of a malfunctioning of a certain organ, because of a malfunctioning of a certain organ, so then it's not treife. Furthermore, there is a mishnah: if the behemoth took poison, and the behemoth, in the blood system became poisoned, so it's only misikens. It's only misikenes. It's not treife. Even though there is something in the system, the blood system, because that does not come within the eight categories of chasuro, psuko, nitulo, shvuro. So in other words, it has to be a natal omus, machmas, an organic defect. But if it is natal omus because of a malfunctioning, if it's a natal omus because of a stroke, if it's a natal omus because of heart failure, so as long as there is no organic chisore, so then it's not treife. That's the Halacha Mishnah Sinai. And that's why the Rambam points out, I mean, there's the Gemara, but the Rambam pointed out that eight categories. So this is not just an union of classification. You see, the Yutches treifes, or 70 treifes that the Rambam mentions, that's a matter of classification, that's arbitrary. Mashainke, the eight categories. That's Halacha Mishnah Sinai. In other words, it's not just arbitrary because we just classify that way. Arbitrarily we classify that way. No. In order that the behemoth should be treife, then it must have a maki that comes within one of these organic defects, either chasuro, or psuko, or nitulo, or shvuro, nikuvo, and if it is neitalamus, but because of malfunctioning, and even if it is neitalamus because of an organic defect, but if the organic defect is not one of those, nikuvo, chasuro, psuko, shvuro, nitulo, psuko, so then it's not reifi. So it's like musikanes. So mimele, since there is a halacha that it has to be a neitalamus machmas, an organic defect, and one of these organic defects, let's say chaseiro. So mimele, in order that nitla akloyis should be treife, it has to be a treife machmas which organic defect, either machmas nitulo or machmas chaseiro. Or machmas chaseiro. Now, so the halacha is that when can it be a treife on the score of chaseiro or of nitulo? Only when the behemoth is a neitalamus because of the chisorin or because of the removal of a simulator. But mashayimke, now what's the function of kidneys? The function of kidneys is to separate the waste products from the blood. To separate the waste product from the blood. And this can be done by a single kidney. I mean, many people are born with a single kidney. And there's nothing wrong with that. And many people, so one kidney is removed from